introduces to us what the Ramban calls a hemshich of Maimed Har Sinai. Maimed Har Sinai can't be parchos be'avir. Kabbalas HaTorah can't be something that's less be'mashasha, that's not a metzias, that's not a reality. Comes along the Ramban and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take that hisiris, to take that matzah, to take that experience and make it as the make it into a cheftza, make it into an object, make it into a structure, make it into an epicenter of the community, Rabbi Yisai, which Amir Tzashem, your community should be surrounded and be the focus of their those communities should be the makom beis hamedrash and beis hakneses, and you should have a chabura like that. That's now everything that you're involved with, your daily life, is what? A hemshich of Maimed Har Sinai, that now is what? Inside that cheftza, inside that structure. Everything, every event should be the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash. That's what you need to look. So that's what the Ramban wanted at the beginning of Yiddishkeit. Maimed Har Sinai shouldn't just be like that Broadway show, that unbelievable event, Parshas Yisro, wow! Koilus Uvrokim, unbelievable, Mount Sinai. No, it should be a hemshech. It should be a metzias. It should translate into the daily avodah. So when we approach the parsha, Rabbi Yisai, and we get very involved with all the details of structures, of building and things, where none of us, most of us are not handy. You know, trying to find a handyman in my community is not a simple job. You know, that's not what we're about. But Rabbi say you need to approach, you need to understand, you need to look at everything with the prism of the Ramban. That this is not just about a structure. This is not just about a house. This is not just about a place. This is about a hemshich in zman, a hemshich in an experience. This is about a Maimed Har Sinai that's now channeled into a daily avodah and a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to constantly rest his existence, his Shechina, in our constant existence. My Rebbe Rabbi Yisai, and this was a place that the Gemara tells us had constant nisim. Asara nisim, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, that existed in the makom HaMikdash and in the Mishkan that the makom HaMikdash was beforehand. So Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara affect Akasha. But isn't there a nace that's being ignored? Isn't there a nace that in the Asara Nisim was what? That you didn't have any bad smell, that there was no zvuv that came, even though there was blood everywhere. There was Aimdim Tzvufim, Mishtachim, Revachim. We used to have space for what? For everyone in the shul, even though there were so many people there. They would be able to bow down, Oimdim Tzvufim, even though when they were standing, it was back to back. I remember what, I have this like memory of like Birkas Kohanim. When I was younger, I was like 10 years old, I was by the Kotel, I went to Birkas Kohanim the first time, and I'm like, my face was like schmutz against this like guy's wool jacket. And I was just like, oh, that was like, you know, that's what Oimdim Tzvufim, there was no room, there was that. And then yet, when the came down to the Shtachavoya, to the Kriya, there was room, Asara Nisim. Frek the Gemara Kasha. But there was another Nis. There was a Nis that's not focused on. Mesoiris biyadeinu me'avoseinu. There is a Mesoira from our grandparents. Makom aroin eina minamido. So the Gemara says, you left out an ace. What's the nace, Rabbi Yisai? The nace of how the Aron stood. What is the Gemara referring to? There's a Gemara in Yuma, Rabbi Yisai, on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, a Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yudva Mebez, and a Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Tzadi Tesa Mebez. So the Gemara that we're about to focus on is in Ganshas. Chances are you're going to come across it very soon. Megillah, Yuma, Baba Basra, or Basra, right? That is, you're going to come across this Gemara. What bechlal do that mean? Einem in amida, einem in amida. So zokt Rashi. Makom aram einem in amida, eina toifes lemayit mimidas hachalol, shebeis kulam. Disanya Aron Sha Asam Moshe Yeshle Eser Amas Avir Lecho Ruach Kishenitin Be'emtza Beis HaKapoyres V'arei Kol Lachol Lo Haya Lachof Al Chof Shenei Maruf Nei Hadvir Esrim Amo Oirech Ve'esrim Amo Roichev Nimtza She'ein Ma'kom Ha'aroin Me'mayit Kul. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, probably the coolest nace, and if I would have to vote, not that my opinion matters, but if I would have to vote after all the 10 nisim that the Gemara presents on Daf Yuma and Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, it was an incredible nace that didn't even make the list, didn't even make the cut, didn't make varsity. Rabbi Yisai, it was the Aron. What was the nace? What was the nace with the Aron? The nace with the Aron was that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was what? Was 20 Amos wide. And what? From the Aron, it says there was 10 Amos on one side to the wall and 10 Amos on the other side to the wall. How is that possible? The Aron itself is what, Rabbi say? Is 2.5 Amos wide and is 1.5 Amos tall. Right? There's a space to the Aron. It doesn't make sense. Any architect that puts out the plans, Rabbi Yisai, whenever you build a house, you're going to have these different ideas, and you're going to be sitting with the architect, and the architect's going to tell you, Mashal, you guys, Mirtz Hashem, you'll see on Purim, the study was made, Baruch Hashem. So the study, the Tiv guys already saw it, so in the study, I wanted a big table. And my Rebbetzin was like, it's not going to work, because you need to have, and the architect was saying, you need to have room on the side of the table to be able to get to the svarim on the side. I said, yeah, but the Shas Limud, I need to have room for the svarim. Look at this. I need to have room for the svarim. This is going to be open, and then this is going to be open. Now I need to be able to, you know, to spread my wings, literally, you know. So he said, yeah, but there's a limit. I'm saying that the study's not so large, you know, and there's bookshelves. So you gotta take into effect and the space of the table, and you can't just say that there's automatic room. And yet, Rabbi say that conversation, when it came to the art, that's exactly the conversation that I had in my study. So you know what we did? We mamish did, we're making wings on the table, that it can collapse, and it could, mamish like the kruvim. You know, so like it's, so, but like, Rabbi say that architectural conversation did not exist in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos wide, and it was 10 Amos from the Aron and 10 Amos from the Aron. Aron Eino Min Amido Min Aminyan. What does that mean? How do we approach that? What's that message? Ask the Gemara Kasha. Why wasn't that listed in the list of the Nesim? Says the Gemara Rabbi Sai. Nisi de Beroi Kochoshiv, Nisi de Gavoi Loichoshiv. What does that mean? A technical answer. Oh, we were only listing in the Gemara the outside Nisim. We were only why? What's wrong with inside? Oh, this is pretty cool. Honestly, this is probably better than most of the examples here, right? Probably takes, this probably would be a, you know, what do they call in the movie box when it's like the number one, what do they say? The bestseller? No.
It's top grossing.
What?
Top grossing?
No, but like, what would they say?
Box office.
Who? The box office. The box, there you go. Box office. There you go. Massman. The vice. This is a box office. This is making millions, guys. Why isn't it listing Bete Gavoy? Nise Gavoy. Why not? Rabbi Yisai, I have another kasha, Rabbi Yisai. Really bothered me, and then I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky ask this kasha in Parshas Yisro. What's the point? I get it. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ramban tells us in the end of Parshas Bo, Kodesh Baruch Hu changes the order of Teva, and changes and makes Nisim, why? So that we should know, and we should witness it, and we should experience it, to recognize that what? That Jack, you are an ace. That you are, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that you're here, the fact that you come to save it, the fact that you have the ability to learn in this, that everything's a nace. Don't take it for granted. We would have never known about this. if the Gemara wouldn't have made a simple cheshbon from Parshas Truma and told us this cheshbon, Rabbi Yisai, none of us would have ever witnessed this. What's the point of changing the Seder at Teva if no one's going in there? If this is not going to be relevant for anyone to see? What's the tachlis? Why? It's very cool to talk about, but are we ever going to experience it? Sorry, boys. Me, you, and most of the guys in this room, I think everyone in this room, is never going into the Kodesh HaKadosh. It's pretty crazy. Tzvi, you are?
Kohen,
yeah. Yeah, okay. So Tzvi, or Charlie just nominated Tzvi to be the Kohen Gadol. So hopefully Charlie's vote will matter, Lasid Lovel. But we could talk about it. I don't know. You know, saying people might have. We'll see. We'll talk. I will definitely promote you. But everybody say, other than Tzvi, we're never going in there. We're never going in there. So, what's the tachlis? Why? Ask about Kronetsky. What's the purpose? I don't understand. Another kasher, everybody say, and this little Babacher Rebbe asked. I don't understand. The Torah is telling me what? That the dimensions of the Aron are insignificant because it's Einam and Amida. So why is there so much discussion at the beginning of this week's parasha? And you have to have the pictures and understand exactly what's going on with this and that. This didn't exist. It doesn't matter what its dimensions are. It's not there. But it is there. But it's not there. But it's not taking up space. So no matter what the dimensions are, it's like I would tell my architect, make the table as large as you want. Go past the walls, because it doesn't matter. I can have the largest table possible. It's never going to take up room. And yet the Torah said, who are you kidding? Did you ever learn Gemara Yuma? Did you ever learn Baba Basra Tzadi Test, the same exact Gemara? It's Einam and Amida. The dimensions don't matter. What's going on? Make sure you have it right. Why? Because it's not going to fit in otherwise. Because you actually have to get the furniture inside the house? No, you don't. That's for the architect. Not no geya by the Batei Gavoi. Boy, say this nace, this remarkable recognition, this concept is introduced with a few interesting words in the Gemara. But he said, let's not just gloss over this Gemara like we usually do and say, oh, there was another nace that we left out. Yeah, the reason why is because inside, not outside. Good, Viter. What does that mean? But not only what does that mean, inside and outside. Look at the Hakadoma. Look at the, what's the introduction of like the movies, like the
prologue.
The prologue. Well, look at the prologue of, why am I talking so much about movies? How about you say? Dover zeh. It's like a commercial and a preview and all this marketing. Dover zem mosoiris biodenu meavoseinu. You say there was an ace. There's a mosoir on this from our forefathers. It sounds like there's something deep about this aspect of the Aron that we need to focus on, that was going on hidden, away from anyone's eyes, not being viewed by any onlookers. About this nace that was Babote Gavoy, about the Aron HaKadosh. Another kasha. There is a din when it comes to the Kalim, comes to many of the Kalim, that you shouldn't, when you're done with the Kli, even though you're not carrying anymore in the Midbar, don't remove the Badim from those Kalim. Many different Kalim had Badim, right? And the din was that in the time of the Masos and traveling, when it comes to the Shulchan, when it came to those Kalim, we didn't remove the Badim. But Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to the Aron, there's a much more severe din that you can't remove the poles of the Aron. What does Rashi say in this week's parasha? It's a one-word Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. Lo yasuru habadim min ha'aron la'olam. Forever. Okay, good. So I always approach that to mean that the Aron's more chashiv. The Aron's very chashiv, and therefore, the halachas that apply to the other kalim, it's not just relevant to when you're carrying and when you're moving, but rather when it comes to the Aron, it's got to stay like that, lo ilo, forever. Rabbi Yisai, I don't understand something. Gemara in Sota and Daf Lamed Hey tells us that the Badei Ha'aron were not even necessary. The Badei Ha'aron were something that was not relevant to what was relevant to the other Kalim. What am I referring to, Rabbi Yisai? The Gemara says, get this, Ha'aron Noise Es Noisov. When it came to the Aron would carry its carriers. Means in theory, Rabbi Yisai, it's nice, we have a nice marching dance and amount of people, you have this amount on that side and this amount on that side. It's not necessary. You don't even need to have bad, because you are not carrying the Aron. You're there, you're putting on a spiel as if you're carrying it, but be'etzem, you're not carrying weight. And it's noise, it's noise of, which is something that we don't even understand. And yet, the Badei Ha'aron, the carrier, the tool, the utensil that is used to carry the Aron, is more severe and is more relevant and has to stay and is more restrictive than any other pole and any other structure in the Klei HaMishkan. But he said, what's going on with the Aron? You need to analyze all these weird nisim. And what is the Rabbeinu Shalom communicating to us about the Aron? And finally, Rabbi Yisai, where was the Aron? Bayit Sheni? There was no Aron. Where was it? The Rambam tells us in the Chazbeis of Chira that they buried the Aron down, deep down, into the floor, underneath the karka, underneath the Kodesh HaKadosh. If you were to tell me by any other kli, except for a chiddush of the Meshech Chochma and Parshas Kisisa, when it comes to the Mizbeach HaKadosh, which is not for now, it's a sugyan zvach, you don't have the kli. Rabbi Yisai, you don't have the what? The Mikdash. You don't have the Avodah. And yet what? Something that the Ramban tells us at the beginning of this week's parsha. The place to house the Shechina and the Aron represents the Kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Shechina, and that element of what? Continuing what? Maimed Har Sinai was not even Ma'akev. The second Beis HaMikdash wasn't even there, and you want to put on this charade that you have a bias shaming? What kind of joke is that? You're missing the essence. You're missing the yesodid. You're missing it all. What's going on? Doesn't that kli have to be there? What's going on over here on my side? Rabbi Yisai, there's a Gemara in Brachos. I had a much longer list than I actually contemplated. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Taf Yoimi did it not so long ago, I'll say about that. Very, very strange Gemara. And it's Gemara quoted often when you're struggling for a minion. You know, the Gemara says, oh, the Aron's here, right? Everyone likes it, the Aron's here. So we could use the Aron as a tenth guy. And it's not really a joke. The Gemara suggests that. We don't paskin like that, but the Gemara suggests it. But what does that mean? Everybody said, we know from our shir, we have to explain Havaminas. And we have to, and Rav Huna is staying at Ladina. So the Gemara starts off, I don't think the exact lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Aron, Tishava Aron, Mitzdarfin, Laminyan. So the Gemara says, V'chi Aron Gavrahu. Is an Aron a person? How could you fake this that you have 10 people over here? So the Gemara says, Kevan Denira, Ke what? Ke Asara. So therefore, 10, 9 with a 10th. So then it's good enough. And you have a minion. I would say, if you're telling me that I have 9 and it looks like 10, so what do I need the Aron for? Why is that anything relating to the Aron? If he backed out, so why did he originally state anything about the ark. So maybe there's something much deeper about what the Aron represents and about something that, although we don't paskin like this, but there was Amoraim that held like this and that were paskining like this, and specifically a function of the Aron. The boys say, sometimes you tap into a reality, to a part of our existence, Rabbi Yisai, and it's so hard because we're so mugsham, we're so physical, we're so in the world that we can't even display, relate, and explain how great and how necessary our experience, specifically in the world of Torah, is. You see, Rabbi Yisai, Torah is not just another mitzvah. Torah is not just a pursuit as a yid of what we're involved with. A yid without Torah becomes dead weight, becomes a struggle, becomes lagging around, doesn't feel like he has a purpose, doesn't feel like he's fulfilling his tafkid, doesn't feel like he is who he is, starts questioning his identity. That's what Torah and suffocating a person from Torah is. And the place where this was demonstrated, Rabbi Yisai, was at Maimed Har Sinai itself. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos and Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs was gone, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yisai, that the Oisiyos were Parchos Ba'avir. We spoke about it in years past, that the letters of the Torah left the tablets, left the actual metal. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, what? Was unable to hold the actual tablets because gravity was now affected. Because now there was what? Heavy metals, heavy stone that he couldn't now carry, which is not natural for a person to be able to carry, even if Moshe was very strong and was how many amas tall and 10 amas tall. It doesn't matter. That was beyond his capacity. So what changed? Before, when there was Torah, when there was Ksav, when there were Oisiyos, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, there was what? Hachai Noisezatzo. There was a person who, as the Gemara tells us in Hilchos Shabbos, when you carry another individual that's healthy, that's not kofus, that's not tied up, that's not locked up, there's a certain balance of weight. There's a certain upliftingness. You have the ability to carry him, and you're not carrying a rock, you're not carrying a stone. There's an ability to carry it. It defies gravity. It defies the rules of Teva, the rules of nature. Wherever Rabbi said, the Maral in Baba Basra and Daf Tzadi Tes tells us about this nes of specifically the Aron was highlighting this yesoid. The Yisoid was a Torah Shaychus, having the ability to connect and having a life of Torah is not bound by the rules of Teva. You could have a space that's 20 amos wide with an Aron inside of it that's 2.5 amos wide that should logically deduct and become 17.5 amos, and you should split that on the sides of the Aron. And yet, that wasn't the case. There was still 10 amas on this side, 10 amas on this side, and the Aron is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Gemara Yuma and Baba Basra was Eino min Amida min Aminyan. It's not Teva. It makes no sense in the world of Gumug Sham, says the Maharal. It can't be explained scientifically, academically, and in the world of study, of science. It can't. And yet that's exactly what was necessary. And this wasn't a nace, Meir of Rabbi Yisai, for the outside world. This wasn't a nace that you should be able to witness and you should be able to get chizik from. Wow, the lechem upon him. Ooh, wow. Look, and there's no flies in the Beis HaMikdash. Ooh, wow. I'm going to go WhatsApp my friends or take a picture and put that on Facebook. No. This is not for the Facebook generation. Because you know why? I can't even articulate it.
I'll try to have a conversation with you, and I'll sit next to a potential convert. I'll try to explain to him this Gemara at the outset of his mission, being a Jew, and I won't be able to say it. You'll try to sit with a person that doesn't have that experience that you have when you're connected to Torah, when you're speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom, when you feel not alone because you have that shaychus, because you fulfill your feeling that mission, when you're harving on a toisus and then you finally get it, when you delve into what the Ratzon HaBayre and what his Ritzonus are by learning his word, by learning and delving into Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav, by going through the parshas and understanding, it's not just about a structure, it's about housing him in my community, making a shaychus to him. And I'll tell you and I'll try to explain to you, let me explain to you, there's a rush, and the rush fits in with Rav Shechter's Yisod, and Rav Shimon Shkop, and Rav Chanan, all Givaldik, and the person who's not there, she can be like, give me a textbook, like I want to read it, you can't. I can't explain it to you. And I just, you know, try, everybody say to go, like, you go home and I want you to tap into me, I want you to tap into Rav Garbos, oh, Rav Garbos, Panovich, that's not what it's about. It's about the Mordechai. It's about how that works out in the Gemara and Tzadi Ches. It's Gevaldik. And if you're outside, if you're on the Bote Baroi, okay, great, yeah. It was a great Broadway show. Yeah, Mirtz Hashem. Maybe we'll be able to have a sequel. You know, maybe we'll get the box office again. But ultimately, yeah, how many times, you know what I'm saying? Even Rocky is a bad example. But like, give me, please say, how many times did Batman go, or these big, you know, Home Alone, two times, eventually, okay, it's stupid already. Like, it's like, I'm like I loved it the first time. Oh, they made a Home Alone 3? Yeah, was it successful? That's Bote Baroi. That's Bote Baroi. Eventually, everybody said the best shows eventually, you have to tell me, I haven't been there in a long time. Eventually, you know, eventually, it just stops. It's just again and again, you're tweaking it in a different way. Bote Baroi is going to lose its steam. Bote Baroi is going to lose its excitement. Bote Gavoi is not a Nis. It's not part of Asara Nisim. It's the Yesoid. It's the essence. It's what Yiddishkeit is. I can't explain this to you if you're not going to see it inside. I can't articulate. This is very hard for me to give a schmooze about this, Rabbi Yisai. Because it's MS. When I used to say, Rabbi Yisai, there are certain gedolim that I used to talk to, that I try to emulate. When I give shir, that Rabbi Moshe Dimitman, ask Rabbi Simon about Rabbi Moshe Dimitman, Rabbi Willig's Rebbe, my father's Rebbe, that I had the schuss to learn from on a brief, just a few opportunities, and speak and learning with. Only a few times when he already got older, you should have a refuah shleima. Godol b'teira, godol b'chinuch. Halavai, we should all learn how to teach like him. I used to say, ask my wife. My wife says it all the time. You cut that guy's arm, rashbas will come out of it. Emes. That's his chiyas. That's his essence. That's not a nace for Bote Baroi. That's not making the list of Asara Nisim, of marketing, of this is what we have to offer. No. It's important, everybody says. It's important to excite people. It's but if it's not going to have the inside, if the Aaron's dimensions are not going to be there, that's missing the boat. It's going to lose its flavor. It's going to lose its steam. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if all it is about is, and it doesn't actually come into a mitzvah, if you don't follow the Ramban's Hakdama to this week's Parsha and say, Maimon Har Sinai, wow, unbelievable, it's going to die. The Ramban and Emunah B'Tochen says what? You gotta make a chefza. You gotta make a techpots. Don't just make Yiddish kind of a, it's gewaldig. That's important, Rabbi Yisrael. We need inspiration. That's very relevant. You know, my friend Rabbi Goldberg and Boki, our jobs are based inspiration on demand. It can't stop there. It's gotta become a chefza. It's got to become a Mishkan. There's got to be Bote Gavoi. There's got to be Nisim inside. That's not seen by anyone. Never. Kohen Gadol once a year. What a waste of an investment. Who's going to see it? It's not about who's going to see it. Torah is not about the shtickle Torah that I could say, or how I can impress you, or what this, or how I can wave my hands this way and that way. That's so fake. That's not MS. That's not in the bloodstream. It's not relevant. This is what the Gemara in Yuma is saying. The Gemara in Yuma, we learned the Gemara in Yuma, it's just like, there's outside and there's inside, and there's inside and there's outside. No. This is a nace that needs a hakdoma, that needs a prologue. Misoiris, may Avoseinu be ordained to our fathers represented to us, and our leaders that went through holocausts and struggles and lived to where we are today because of what? Because of an Aron. Because it's their chiyus. Because I don't care what oppression you oppress me with, or you approach me with. Living without Torah is not living. I don't exist without oxygen. I can't exist without Torah. That is something that I can't articulate. I can't say that over on a date. I can't. I can't present that to people that are not in my sugya. I just can't. I can't articulate those words. It's not something that could be communicated. It's not something that the world of communication, of marketing, could highlight. It's not something that I could even explain how it exists. It doesn't take up space. And every architect will look at me like I'm nuts and make a simple calculation, says the Gemara. And why is it relevant? That is not even going to be a scene. So the Rebbe Shalom is setting us up for failure. I'm going to want to tell people about this nace. Come, listen. I want to tell you something. I want to sell something to you. Listen to the Aron. And what is it? It's only a Gemara. Because I can never prove it. Because where is it? It's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's in the first Beis HaMikdash. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, it's not even apparent. It's gone. Yet what? It's okay. The fact that it's not physically there, the fact that it's not up there being shown, is not a problem when it comes to specifically this kli. Because it highlights that same idea. It's the Yesoid. It's the Mesorah Sibi Adenu. It's the Bode Gavoy. It's the Pnimius of the Mishkan. It's before, Parshas Truma is before I even approach my life as a Yid. And it's not about Facebook. And it's not about marketing. And it's not about publication and publicizing. And it's not about how I can sell this. Because it's not an entity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be sold. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to make it part of your mitzvahs. To make it part of your existence. That's the Yesod the Meshech Chochma tells us, Rabbi Yisai, at Maimed Har Sinai. Meshech Chochma and the Maharal both say, there's no stira, like Tosfos asks, a contradiction between Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigas and what? And Nasa V'Nishma? All the Rishonim, all the Midrashim asked, was it willing or was it coercing? Was it accepting or was it not? What does the Ma'aseh Chochma say? No. It was just accepting in a way that this is our Metzius. Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigas, we reached a level of recognition. It's not like an additional dimension to our life. It is our life. And just like you cannot force me to not breathe and to not eat, that's a recognition and cognition that a person understood at Maimon Har Sinai. That this is Ke'en Kviya. How could a Yid live without Torah? How could a Yid live without the Aron? How could the Aron be compared to something else like the Maharal is telling us that's Muksham, that has dimensions, that could be cut over here and cut over there, that have to be fit into a room and have to be treated like another piece of furniture or another Kli in the Beis HaMikdash? That's not what it was. Don't articulate it. Don't try to explain to it. It is. It is what it is. It's me. It's my essence. It's Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigas, even though I said Nasa V'Nishma. It's like the Gemara in Brachah says, that the fox says to the fish, come out to the Yabosha, hang out with me a little bit. Come out of the Mayim. Zok the Gemara from Rabbi Akiva. In Mayim Ala Torah, the fish responds to the fox who's trying to trick him and say, what? I'm going to leave the water. I'm going to flip and flap for 10 minutes and have a little bit of enjoyment to live the life of a fox, of a life of a trickster. A life of a faker. And then what? I'm going to die. I'm going to suffocate. I'm not going to be able to continue existing because I don't have my mayim, because I'm out of my environment, because I'm out of my habitat. That's what the Aron represented. Abba Rabbi say a nace that we think in our generation is the stira to a nace, because it's not seen, because it's not publicized, and it's not able to be articulated, and it's not able to be verbalized. When did we tap into this? Breaking the dimensions of teva, of mukshamness, of physicality, Rabbi say. Maimid harsina. We were able to tap into senses that cannot be explained by any other scientist or doctor. Royim es hanishma, v'shoimim es hanira. Torah brings us into another galaxy, another life, a life beyond gravity, a life beyond size, a life beyond numbers, a life beyond limits. That's what the Torah and the Aron and the Nes in the Mishkan and Parshas Truma is being mamshech from that great show that we changed our nature and we were shoyme es anira and nira roya es ha-shoyme es ha-nishma at Maimon Har Sinai. Don't just make that an Epcot thing that I put on some goggles and wow, that was so cool. Can I take my goggles home or not? No. Make that into a reality and the epicenter of the Mishkan. Understand that that's beyond Teva. And that exists in this world. Rabbeisai, a life with Torah is an under a life. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. It defies gravity. It's badim that are physical, that have to be built, and the dimensions have to be focused on, and you got to get it right. It's got to be 2.5 by 1.5. It's got to be all the right dimensions, even though that's not relevant for the reality we live in the world of Teva. We have to put in the yagiyah and the effort, and even though I don't have the kalim, and every professor is saying that I'm not going to be a yutzloch, and I'm not going to have any success in the world of Torah, I am going to destroy them. I am going to show them, and I'm going to defeat all odds. And I'm telling you this from experience. I have talmidim that were not successful in their other classes, and they are the most matzliach in the world of learning. Why is that? How does that make sense? Because it's not about dimensions fitting into a house. Because it's not about Teva. It's about a world of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents, that he can build this world, but that world can be put on pause and is totally dependent on the world of Lamala Min HaTeva. It's a goof with a neshama. It's a goof with a shaychus to the Borei Olam. It's a different mitzias, Rabbi Yisai. Do you chap what I'm saying? That's why you see it. That's what the Chiddush Arim says. Yogato umatzosa tamid. Mitzvah is not connected to yegiyah. Yegiyah is connected to my job. I work a little harder. I make more money. I said this many times. The Chiddush Arim. Yogato umatzosa. Matzosa makes no to yegiyah. It doesn't make any yegiyah. I found the mitzvah on the floor. I get it. The answer is that's exactly the pshat. That's the aside of Yiddishkeit. This is a Chiddush Arim that I live with, Rabbi Yisai. It's not about your kalim. It's not about your IQ. It's not about what you have and what you're gifted with. If a person is Yagata and he wants it, he will get it. Because every success in Atzlachas HaTorah is a Metziah from HaKadosh Baruch. Is a Metziah. Boom. A person's Mesageh. He's not getting anything. He's not understanding. Right, Belzer, I don't know what you're talking about. Your mom is the only thing I stay in the street because you yell a lot. That's it. I don't understand anything else. But you know what I'm saying? There must be something there because you're getting into it. But like, it's going in with one ear out the other. I can't relate to anything. And yet, he wants it. He's Mesageh. And he's going to hear it and hear it and hear it. And he's going to get it eventually. That's what the Chiddush Arim is telling us. And Rabbi Yisai, I have a real life example that I heard about this week. I was bawling on Sunday night. I have to tell you about what I saw. And I want you to watch this video. Once we're talking about movies so much and I'm promoting so many different movies, watch this video and make this movie. This is a box office that will stay a box office. You want to know why? Because it's not about the Metzius. It's not about Teva. It's about the Aron. There's a boy named Tuvia. Tuvia was born with learning disabilities. At 2 years old, they realized he wasn't able to say his name. He was waving in a weird, in an awkward way. And the parents unfortunately recognized that he has serious learning disabilities. Tuvia, 13 years later, made a siyum on Seder Moed and learned a flawless Kriyas HaTorah from his Parsha and leaned from a haftorah in a klaf without nekudas. That some of the most gifted kids struggle with. And no one believed, and I'm quoting his father, that it was possible. Everyone shortchanged him. And everyone told Tuvia that this is not possible. And this was the video that was presented at the Sinai dinner, if anyone knows what Sinai schools are. And they called the video Heroes of Today. Tuvia is a hero. And his parents, when he was 13 years old, came to that recognition when Rabbi Sacks got up at his bar mitzvah in the front of the shul, and he said, if you ever think that you are limited, that you don't have the ability, you just saw an example, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a nace to watch, that it all is about what you want to make of it. It's all about your willpower. And the only one who never questioned that he would be able to get there, that he would be able to be, Rabbi said, I'm learning Moed with my son Tzvi. Tzvi's a very gifted kid. It's not smooth. And they sat every night, and they learned Mishnah after Mishnah. And Rabbi Yisai, this kid is incredible, unbelievable. He was on the TABC basketball team, shooting. He's got a great shot, shooting three-pointers everywhere. This kid, Mamish, took the odds and the mugshamness and the teva and the limitations of the world and everyone around us that says, sorry, the furniture's not going to fit. Sorry, the room's not big enough. Sorry, we only got 20 amas to work with. Sorry, it's not going to help. And what? He said, I want it. And I recognize what the Chiddush Arim tells us. Yagata, no matter who you are, no matter what situation you're in, Umatzasa, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you the Metziah when he sees you want that, Misyageya. And I realize that I'm tapping into a world of Misyageya. I realize that there are badim and I have to do and I have to take all the effort and I have to make things a reality. But ultimately, even if I have no energy, even if I can't carry the Aron is going to be noisiest, noisov. But make sure the badim are there because you're not going to take advantage of this reality and say, let it be on its own because it's not going to make a difference. Rabbi Sai, you have all those people. It's not going to make a difference in the end. You're never going to get it in the end. You're not going to be able to do well in the Bechina. You're not going to be able to kind of chulin. Who are you guys to even think that you can learn things in Taruvis? Who are you? You're not on the top of yeshiva. You're not the best of the best. Why are you even tapping into this? Why are you saying the words Hanan? Who are you? You're going to have shaykhs to this. Who is that? We all heard those voices, Rabbi Sai. And how did we answer? I don't know. But I'm going to be Misyageya. I'm going to make a Metziah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's going to see how much I want it. And I'm going to bring this to be a reality. I know that deep down in the first Beis HaMikdash, it was in a place that wasn't seen. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, it was even in the ground. And it didn't stop the Mikdash. There's an Aron that's not to be seen by eyes, not to be understood by the outsiders. It's a Metzias. It's a Meshachochmo. It's a Kof Olam HaRkigigis. It's a Yagata Umatzosa. Come on. That's what it is. Memela, there are no cheshbonis. I don't need to say Nasa v'nishma. My Nasa v'nishma is it's breathing. That's what it is. That's what we're doing over here, Rabbi Sai. Zok the Vilna Goin in the Gemara Brachos. Specifically, the Aron is used when you have nine. Because Rav Huna is telling us there's one element and there's one entity in this world that is beyond numbers and beyond dimensions and beyond limitations. And that's what? The Aron HaKodesh. The Aron HaKodesh that what? Is Eina min amido min aminyan. The Aron HaKodesh that is noise es noisef. And it's not something just cool, whole, that's awesome. It's not something that you're just going to forward to your friend or you're going to publicize and post on a page. It's bebote gavoy. It's mesiris hi miyavazenu about our existence. This is why we're here and for no other reason. Says the Chida and the Vilna Gaon. The boys say, listen to the same thing that they were mechaven to. Aron is Rashi Tevis, Echod Roye Ve'enoi Nir'e. You think you don't have a minion? Tap into the world of Aron. you have the Hashem Echad that is Roya you, that is with you, that is in a galaxy that is what? Beyond Teva, that lifts all your weight, that you don't become dead weight, that you don't become a function of gravity, that I just lag around, that I just wake up every day and be like, what am I doing here? Why question? Why am I even going to the Beis Medrash? Why am I even trying to do daf? What difference is going to make on my life? How is that going to make me more money? How is that going to change the bank accounts that my kids are going to have when I leave this world? And it says, tap into the world of Hashem Echad. Change your life. Live that life with the Echad that's Roya. He sees everything you're doing. He's with you, Imoy Anoichi, but he's Einoy Nira. But he's not going to be seen in the world of Teva. Sometimes the Aron is going to be deep down, in the ground. It's Einoy Nira, but it's still there. Merav Raboisai, that is Parshas Truma. That is the Yesoid, the foundation, the essence of Mishkan and Mikdosh. In our parsha, to live with forever, to be lemala min amido min aminyan. Reb Chaim Brisker told his son, the Brisker Rav, he said, the Rambam says that there are three ksarim, and these ksarim exist in the Mishkan in our parsha. The Keser Malchus, which is where the Keser, the crown, the Zer, that we're going to learn about in this week's parsha, that's on the what? The Lechem Aponim, the Sholchan. And then there's the Keser, the Zer, that's on the what? The Ketores, that the Keser Kahuna. But says the Rambam, there's one other Keser, and where's that Keser? That Keser's on the Aron, and it's Oyla Lamala Mikulan, says the Rambam. Why? Because it's not limited to who your father was, like Kahuna, and it's not limited to how much money and how much Yerusha you're getting, like the Keser Malchus. My Raver Aboisai, says the Rambam, the Keser Toira is the Keser that's Lamala Mikulam, says the Rambam, because everyone can achieve it. Everyone can achieve it. Tovia can achieve it. You could achieve it. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't achieve it. And I believe this wholeheartedly, Raboisai, you could achieve it. Look in the Mishpacha magazine about Rav Falk, about what his parents said to him when he was 13 years old. The Machzelio Shemi Pivanu Chayim, one of the Poiske Ador that his parents said when he was 13 years old. His mamish not going to be Matzliach. Read the Mishpacha from last week. Mamish, a story of the Netziv in our time. He was just Nifter, and he became one of the Poiske's Manenu, even though he wasn't going to be a Mutzloch. He wasn't going to be Matzliach in Torah. You could achieve, it says the Rambam, the Keser HaTorah, his Oyla Lamala Mikulam. Said Reb Chaim, you know what the Rambam's telling us? Listen to this. Reb Chaim said, the Rambam is telling us, Keser Torah is Oyel Lamala Mikulon, and it's achievable by everyone. What do you mean? By definition, whenever I have a piece of cake over here, whenever I have a pot, whoever's going to get to the pot first, Rabbi Isai, is going to be the one who's Zoyche. Said Reb Chaim, not if it's Oyel Lamala Min Amido Umin Aminyi. Aroin, Torah, is there for everyone to take. And it doesn't diminish as you take it. It only gets greater and greater. It defies all logic, defies all science. Everyone should partake in it, and it's only going to get stronger. The more you learn, not the more burnt out you get, the greater your Torah becomes. Like we spoke about a few weeks ago, Moisif v'hoylech. The Gemara says in Brachos, Kadosh Baruch Hu's world is the opposite of our world. A filled up kois can fill up more than a non-filled up kois. Because it's not about containers, it's not about structures, it's not about dimensions, and it's not about volume. It's about a mitzvah. And when a person understands that, and a person implements that into his existence, the life of Torah Rabbi Yisai will become so much more. A life that's uplifted, a life that has meaning, a life that has value, Rabbi Yisai. If you want to be happy, if you want to have purpose, if you want to fill your tafkid, if you want to have an easier time growing in Avodas Hashem, grow in Avodas Hashem. That's Parshas Truma. Don't use the Midah and Minaminyans and the Teva in order to figure out a path. Yagata Umatzasa Tamin. Remember that the Aron is not to be seen, but it's to be understood with a Mesoira, with a Chinuch, with Doire Doire is telling us, it is. It is who we are. And that's why you will be Matzliach. And don't let anyone take this shmooze ever away from you in your life.